This session concludes the events of the day at 5:15 with supper afterwards, but we want to look at these four other, actually five other individuals really quickly, but get to the point where we also look at the other thoughts about how one might progress to faithfulness as seen in Acts, 2 Timothy chapter 2. The exhortation to endure and to be vigilant and watchful. It was kind of interesting. In the last session, we mentioned several times the necessity or the inclusion of sisters, and it's interesting that the first one that we consider this evening is, in this session, is Lydia. Lydia was converted. She would have a heart for the brethren, her heart for the apostles, and her faithfulness would be demonstrated in the way that she cared for the apostles, and would be manifested by the practice of hospitality. So in Acts 16, verse 14, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, who worshiped God, heard, whose heart the Lord opened, and she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. When she was baptized in her household, she brought, saying, if ye have begged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide. And she constrained us. We mentioned this in connection with Barnabas and Timothy. One of the demonstrations of faithfulness to the Lord and to his interest, the things that he's deposited, is having a very genuine interest and a genuine care for his own. Here, Lydia, who was converted, who had a heart for the Lord, God working in her own heart, she would take of what was available to her and make that available to the apostles. So that they would come and stay by her place. She was obviously a woman of great wealth, as a merchant, as an entrepreneur. She sold purple, costly endeavor to create those materials. But her heart was where it was directed towards the apostles and the interests of the advancement of their care and their concern. So one of the characteristics of faithfulness is this matter of compassion and caring for others.
And stewardship. Because we talked about stewardship. Here with Lydia, you find an example of stewardship in connection with how she used her house. Mm-hmm. It's a form of stewardship.
I wonder if we could say a little bit on this matter of open to attend to the things spoken by Paul. It seems as though she is one who knows how to give place to Paul's ministry, that it was valued in her soul. As opposed to just simply hearing things and letting them sort of just go over her head. But there is the spirit of attentiveness. To attend to is not just to listen to the ministry, but to absorb it, to take it in, and for it to have its impact. We were talking earlier about making things our own, not just regurgitating things we said, but the personal enjoyment of things. And I think this is what is happening here with Lydia. She kind of reminds me a bit of the woman of Shunem, in a sense, you know, who saw the prophet Elisha passing by and ultimately makes room for him, impresses upon her husband the need to make room for the prophetic ministry, and making herself available to it, ultimately building an upper chamber and providing a lodging for him. I think it's the same spirit of taking Paul in. making a lodging for him.
And at the same time, we see a work of God, because the Lord opened her heart. And the word opening is here, a thorough opening. So there's a real work of God going on at the same time. And that's a mystery, how human responsibility goes together with the work of God. Yes. It remains a mystery, but the two go together. They should go together.
It's also good to look at Lydia in that light as well, to make a contrast, the one who was selling purple in Thyatira, and to go to Thyatira in Revelation, and see there was another woman, but that woman was not one that worshiped God. It was one that was opposing God. And how wonderful to find good sisters, because I like to talk a little bit about opening her heart toward the things of Paul. I have to quote that verse before, that she worshiped God. There was a work of God in her own soul. But God wants to bring her into these, can we get, call them again, the mysteries of God, all what God has been revealing and the truth that he's been giving to Paul, that he opened her heart in relationship to these truths, that she might enjoy them and enter into them and make this truth her own. But I think it's a work of God has been done. You would see that there was the custom of prayer. They will go to the river. They understood the spirit of dependency upon God. But she also understood what is it to give God his portion. She worshipped. I mean, I'm amazed that when we come to sisters, you would think to yourself the greatest revelation that the Lord had about worship was given to a sister. Right? So it's not only, like you said earlier, the word men is not only brothers and sisters. I mean, brothers. But it's really brothers and sisters. That the Lord in John chapter 4 can speak about the subject of worship to a sister that just met him by the well. And how wonderful to see that this is another sister here that she worshipped, and God is always faithful toward those that will seek after him. He opened up that door of all these revelations that Paul had.
And technically the word worship here implies also fear. It's a true fear of God.
And she reminds me of Cornelius. It's exactly the same expression that is mentioned about them. He was a man who feared God. That's one similarity. The second similarity is the matter of prayer. The same thing in Acts chapter 10. Cornelius was praying. And then he was brought under the ministry of Peter. Here is a woman who is praying. She was brought under the ministry of the Apostle Paul. And the link is this. How important is the prayer meeting? She didn't go to a gospel meeting to hear the preaching. But the meeting that's generally speaking is neglected is the prayer meeting. And here we find out these two persons, Cornelius individually praying, Lydia in a prayer meeting, with the Lord opened the hearts of those who are by the river. You know, again, the river have in notation, implication. But there, God will open the heart of a person who is dependent. How important it is to attend the prayer meeting, to be there. You just never know how the Lord would do things. If she would stay at home, she would have none of that would have happened. The second thing is, you're talking about the first person that really saw the Lord in resurrection and received the message. And here it was a woman. And here is the same thing. The first conversion that have taken place in Europe was a woman.